Sag noch mal so was, Hanni.
Hello.
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 Hi there.
Hello,
Hi
welcome.
there.
Thank
Thank you
you.
so very much. Unfortunately, I won't be able to turn on my camera because of unforeseen situation. But I'll be able
To
to
talk.
hear you and to
Right.
yes, to hear you and to see you. I'm so
Very
sorry
good.
for this
No,
inconvenience.
but I see you both. I see both of you very well. So that's a very nice panorama.
Mr. Ambassador, could you give us some minutes, please? We are
Absolutely.
waiting for another members of the friendship group come.
Sure.
It's just I apologize because there are some who were obliged to attend today to specific meetings and committees we are not foreseen. So just a few minutes, but if they are late, they will come after and we are going to talk anyway. Thank you
Very
so
good.
much.
No worries. Thank you.
I have reserved all my afternoon for this important discussion.
Same here.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Thank you.
you. I
So,
heard that also the Armenian, your Armenian counterparts will be joining us. Is this is the case?
could you just repeat?
Yes, I've been told that the chairperson of Armenian Friendship Group from Armenian Parliament
I've
will also
already joined, Mr. Ambassador.
She's without camera.
Yes.
Okay. Good to see you. Good to hear you in this case.
I'm so sorry for this,
That's okay.
but good to see you all.
Good to see you.
So I think we are going to begin. And if my colleagues arrive, they could anyway take the floor to ask questions or to talk with within the session, within the meeting. Well, first of all, I would to say welcome warmly. It's an honor, great honor to talk to you, Mr. Ambassador, and to my colleague from the Armenian Parliament. We have been exchanging some texting some words in Instagram, but it is an important moment despite the absence of some colleagues because of many reasons and the political situation here at the level national level. Just to before beginning, I will give the floor to Mr. Vahe Mkhitaryan, who has been really important in this fight for creating this friendship, this group, official group of friendship between Portugal and Armenia. He will take the floor now, and then I will just give to you some pieces of information about what we already talked in the last two meetings we convoked within the group, and let the floor to you, Mr. Ambassador, because it's important to us to know better about the evolution of the situation in Armenia and begin this time of cooperation, further cooperation, okay?
Ambassador Nazarian, Excellency Kirpeyan, it's very pleasure to meet you, and I thank you, first of all, for your availability to join us here to this first meeting ever with the chair of the Portugal-Armenian Friendship Group of the Portuguese Parliament. And I believe that this first meeting will even strengthen further the good relations that Armenia has with a friendly country as Portugal. And I believe that this meeting is very important for all of us. And I hope that it's the first, but not the last one in this year. So I'm very happy, really, that finally we could speak with you from the Portuguese Parliament, and I wish to Chairman of this group, Natalie de Oliveira, and Chairman of the Armenian group, Aspram Kirpean, the good relations in the future, and to have the measured progress in this relation between the two friendly countries. I thank you again for this availability, and probably we give you a room, Mr. Ambassador, to talk a little bit about the current relationship between the ministries and in general also, and then we would like to listen Excellency Kirpean about the some ideas that she has, because we know she was recently elected like a president of the Armenian-Portugal Friendship Group of the Armenian Parliament.
Just a few words before you, giving the floor to you and my colleague, Chairman, in Armenia. Just to tell you that I was born and I belong to the Portuguese diaspora in Europe. And I was born in France, and I've been growing up with many immigrants. And in amongst all these people from Italy, from southern part of Europe, but also from Armenia. And I'm touched in contact with heads and so many families from Armenia in France, in the eastern part, but in Paris too. And it could be really interesting to talk about representativeness of our people. Portugal has given some answers to these 5-6 million living abroad with many, I mean, there are some huge challenges about democracy too, and about social rights and belonging to both countries. So just to tell you that we are really and faithfully committed in our friendship and the way that we could nourish ideas from both diasporas, because my story has been really historical. It's the first time that someone from the second generation born and grown abroad came to the parliament to represent all this diaspora. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention and availability, and I let you the floor.
Well, I'm truly glad to have this opportunity to connect with the honorable parliamentarians, the chairpersons on both sides of the friendship group, and also with Mr. Baya Mkhitaryan, who is the founding president of the Association for Friendship Between Portugal and Armenia. And I think we can characterize it with two words. This is an exemplary event where we see the diaspora also in action. So thank you so much, Baya, for the initiative and for all your good work being done to reconnect our two countries. I'm also grateful for being part of the process of enhancing our bilateral relations as an ambassador, as a non-resident ambassador, working from Rome. But I'm glad that the VAI is always available with his advices and also connections. May I start in thanking you to the parliamentarians for being part of the process of enhancing our friendship and assuming this important role of parliamentary diplomacy to bring us even more closer. So in that context, let me start with my brief points and mentioning our appreciation for the vote of the Portuguese Assembly on the Armenian genocide of April 2019, which was an important step towards fundamental human values. Last year, we marked the 30th anniversary of the diplomatic relations between Portugal and Armenia, and this celebration took place against the backdrop of ongoing conflicts and tensions in Europe. Therefore, Portugal and Armenia recognize with much appreciation the strong and long-lasting bonds of friendship and partnership that unite us. The high-level exchanges took place in recent years, namely the visits of Portugal's Deputy Prime Minister, Minister of Foreign Affairs. Armenian President visited Lisbon in 2019, and our Ministers of Foreign Affairs exchange on a frequent basis. And the last opportunity was this month when they have a phone conversation. And it's not a secret, we are in the process of preparing the visit of Armenia's foreign minister to Lisbon, and it would be a tremendous pleasure for us to have an opportunity to interact with the friendship group when the foreign minister will come to Lisbon, so as part of his official visit program. The spirit of friendship between our peoples, and in particular the philanthropy power of Galus Gulbenkian Foundation, also stands as a symbol of solidarity and the bridge which is capable to further unite our two countries and peoples, but also the nations and the cultures to the east and the west. So it's also part of my agenda whenever I'm visiting Lisbon. I take a moment of visiting our friends in the foundation and see what we can do more in terms of initiatives bringing our countries and the cultures together. Let me also tell you that during my tenure, there were important developments happened, and one of them was the political consultations, which was held in Lisbon last October. And these consultations revealed that there are steadily developing interstate ties and that we are also prepared to working even more closely with each other to identify the vast unrealized potential in our relations. So in this context, we'd like to invite you and your kind attention to the fact that there is a greater need to explore in the field of economy, and perhaps we can use the opportunity also to conduct meetings between the business communities and the business forums, but this is for the future. So I'm going also to ask you to have this in your agenda so that you can further support the process of developing the trade and economic relations with Portugal. We have seen an interest of doing the trade with Portugal and cooperation in academic, cultural exchanges, scientific research, tourism, high-tech, renewable energy. These are the traditional fields where Armenia has an interest to be engaged with Lisbon. Also, the reciprocal visits between the representatives of ICEP and its sister organization in Armenia, which is called Armenia Enterprise, have revealed that there is a huge potential to work in the fields of IT, innovation sectors, creative education, and I'm happy that one of the important projects that Armenia is these days exporting to Europe is happening also in Lisbon. So I've been told that this September, the TUMO Center of Creative Technologies and Center for Creative Learning will be inaugurated in Lisbon as well. So we are genuine partners, may I put it in that way. We share several priorities and common values. In addition, that there is a dynamic process of implementing the comprehensive and enhanced partnership agreement signed in 2017. There is also an interstate dialogue at the political, economic, and sectoral levels. I want to take the opportunity and thank you, the representatives of Portuguese people, the parliamentarians, for consistently supporting Armenia within the framework of the Eastern Partnership Program. This is very important to us. One of the best examples was the friendly gesture, which was made by Portugal last year in providing Armenia with anti-COVID vaccine within the framework of EU assistance programs. Maybe you have heard about this. On the regional situation, of course, we will have to talk about this in a greater detail. Let me mention that the war in Ukraine has created a very negative security environment in the entire OSCE area, including Armenia and the South Caucasus region, of course. Therefore, we emphasize the need to constantly keep on your agenda the Nagorno-Karabakh conflict and the current situation in Armenia-Azerbaijan border. As you know, Azerbaijan continues use of force and threatens to use that force ever since the fall of 2020. We have monitored the Portuguese press during the war that was staged against the Nagorno-Karabakh and Armenia. In 2020, we have seen a huge interest and also the interest on the situation in the region. But I have to tell you that conflict will remain unresolved as long as the human rights and security issues of the people of Nagorno-Karabakh, which we called Artsakh, that's the historical reference of the region, unless these rights are not addressed. So you also heard about the EU civilian mission in Armenia, which is an extremely important from the point of view recording the consequences of attacks unleashed by Azerbaijan against the territorial integrity and sovereignty of Armenia. We are glad to see that within the EU monitoring mission, there are two Portuguese representatives. So the mission's activities, observations, and the final report will provide objective information about the ongoing Azerbaijani aggression and its aftermath. So this will also contribute to the preventing of new possible aggressions and establishing sustainable peace in the region. As we are gathered here in a Zoom call, there are new initiatives to bring the parties together in Moldova within the European Political Community Summit. So we expect that there will be a five-sided meeting. I haven't yet checked the news and reports from Armenia, but we expect that there will be fresh discussions on the Nagorno-Karabakh conflict involving Armenia, Azerbaijan leaders, and also the president of the European Council, the French president, and the German chancellor. So we are waiting the news to come out of this. I think I should stop here to give a chance others to speak, and then maybe we'll be in a position to respond to your questions and inquiries. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ambassador. Senhor Embaixador. Just to tell you before giving the floor to my colleague, to tell you that we are really worried, and my colleagues and myself have been thinking about you people in this region of Nagorno-Karabakh. And I would like to tell you that we prepared a letter. We are talking right now to our Minister of Foreign Affairs, but we plan to send a letter to the President of the European Commission as other colleagues from other European parliaments to not only to insist, but to really alert about the situation and to tell once again where we are, and besides Armenian people from Nagorno-Karabakh. I would like you to know this. And for the other issues, we are going to talk about more precise topics about economical exchanges and the future that we could share together with other. So I give the floor to Mr. Krepian Aspran. My colleague, Aspran Krepian. Krepian.
That's correct. Thank you so very much for the opportunity and for this excellent gesture of organizing this really very important call. As you may obviously know, I assumed this position just recently, and I'm very eager to start working with my colleagues in Portugal. And very hopeful that we can actually do some really tangible work towards deepening very historical and friendly relations between our two nations. I wish I could second Mr. Ambassador's speech, but unfortunately I can't. Especially with regard to the statements about the Republic of Artsakh, which he so so interestingly called a region. What we're doing, what we're dealing with at this stage, we have a humanitarian crisis in the Republic of Artsakh. We have, and our compatriots, people living in Artsakh, people of Armenian descent, and not only, have been under a blockade for almost 6 months. And the interesting fact is that current Armenian government is forcing our ambassadors to not only protect and advocate for the people on the ground, but to instead to continue the dishonest propaganda of the occupying powers in Azerbaijan. So what we have people who are truly fighting for their right to self-determination, not for their basic rights, because no one can exercise their rights without the fulcrum of all human rights, which is the self-determination. So I and my team will was working on a letter for my colleagues in Portugal, which you'll receive very shortly after this call, which will give you detailed information on the ground, real information on the ground, which you can use for your work, and I hope you will use it for your work, advocacy work, in your respectful government, in your communication with your respectful government officials. So this is a very tough period in our state's history, and me as an MP representing the opposition, whose main ambition and task is to protect and advocate for the rights of the people here in Armenia, in Artsakh, and in diaspora. I wish we can elevate this cooperation and talk more detailed about the specific issues during your visit, your first visit to Armenia, which I'd be glad to organize. So this is probably the main topic that I wanted to address today. So if you have additional questions or topics that on your mind that you'd like to discuss, I'd be happy to address those. Thank you for providing the floor.
Well, I understand that in these days the mainly thoughts are going to this horrible situation. Of course, I feel weak if I talk only on my name of the group, but we believe in democracy, we believe in parliamentary diplomacy too, to go, well, to prepare and to help Armenia to save this territory and the people who are living here. Despite this mainly thought and goal for you, my dear colleague, when we met with the group and with other colleagues, and I'm a little sorry because there are so many meetings today and it was not foreseen, but we are going to, of course, report all which is being said this afternoon between us, but we are really committing in preparing the future together. And we thought of a few moments which could be prepared with both groups, with both colleagues from the both countries, and we planned to, in the framework of visit of the Foreign Affairs Minister in Armenia, for sure a cultural moment prepared, thanks to the help of Mr. Mikhtarian and the Galbenkian, but a cultural moment with musicians. It seems to be nothing in this context of fear and for Armenia, but it could be first important symbolical moment of cooperation. And we plan to organize a meeting with other colleagues of the parliament. Some belongs to the group, other doesn't belong to the group, but in capacity to open doors between us. Mr. Ambassador, Senior Ambassador, suggested about ICEP, about economical issues and partnerships, about technologies, about the academical exchanges. We had lunch with Mr. Mikhtarian to talk about Portuguese in Armenia, because they are no longer Portuguese teaching in different levels, so we could now contact and alert Institut Camões, the public governmental organization which is responsible for learning Portuguese all around the world. We talked about so many things within the group, in particular health issues and exchange of good practices about national public intervention and our traditions. And recently, I think in 50 years, the public system in Portugal is an example. And in this field, there are members of the group here in Portugal interested in exchanging their the way of considering the wealth of a country, giving health to its people and all people living here. And everything is open. It's not a question of financial obstacles or problems, just a question of putting ideas in concrete, in a very basic but effectively reality, to be real. To after our probably, and I will ask my colleague to talk to her by a few days, but try to convoke another meeting with these little ideas, but more concretes. I forgot. Yes, specific fields that we could go on in not next year, but in the forthcoming weeks. And I take advantage to say that, Aspram, you are welcome with the other colleagues of the friendship group to come to visit us. Before to tell you that I not only dream, but I am trying to come next October. And I already said to Mr. Mikhtarian it could be by my own means, because our the way of the financial wealth of the group is not that much, but it will not be a problem for me if there is possible to organize something so as I could go in October or another date suitable for nourishing our friendship. And nourishing this friendship is to begin to have meetings, little meetings and specific meetings in the fields and areas which could help Armenia to become a little Portuguese and Portugal to become a little more Armenian. For the moment, it seems to be too much general, but believe that myself and my colleagues are really committed. Even the group, this group was born recently, at the beginning of this legislature, is committed to give. We say that love doesn't exist, just proofs of love, but to try to prove that we are besides Armenia.
Love does exist, my dearest Nathalie, and beyond honored to accompany you during your visit to Armenia. And we've talked to Mr. Mkhitaryan about the possibilities of you visiting with your colleagues, you visiting Armenia with your colleagues. So we can discuss further details later on, but where I stand, the commitment is really strong, and we're going to do everything possible to at least be able to elevate this friendship to a new level, which never existed before. So you're more than welcome, and I'll take up on your invitation to visit Portugal as well. So thank you so very much for once again organizing this really important meeting. And as I said, this is just the first call, but not the last one for sure. Thank you.
Thank you, Aspram. Of course, love exists, but in Europe, we used to say that it exists by proofs. That's it. I just give the floor to Mr. Vahe Mkhitaryan, and we are listening really carefully. Then, if in the meanwhile you have another suggestion to propose to us, but we are going to talk anyway in the meanwhile before receiving here, and I hope your Foreign Affairs Minister or Mr. Ambassador, Senior Ambassador. And so I give the floor to Vahe Mkhitaryan, who could probably precise even more what we talked about within this group, because he was a true friend for the group and for Portugal.
Thank you, Excellency. I just have some notes about what Mr. Ambassador said, and Excellency Oliveira. A couple of months before, the One Armenian project, very important project in IT technology, was realized here in Portugal. I'm saying about the TUMO. The first center of the TUMO was opened in Portugal, in Coimbra. And I think it was your, Mr. Ambassador, also intervention to the project comes true. Also, the Carlos Gulbenkian Foundation has its parts to financing this. And I think it will be the first, but the, as I read already the reports in the media, the Portugal could host also some other centers, TUMO centers in Portugal. So it's very, very good example of the friendship and cooperation between two countries. Another thing that I want to refer recently through the activity and intervention of the Mr. Ambassador, very famous writer, José Luis Peixoto, interesting that he was the first Portuguese writer whose book was translated into Armenia. He will be visit Armenia in just a couple of months as a blogger and as an influencer in Portuguese media for doing some shooting in Armenia. And we agreed with Vin that the second book translated by the our association, which is José Saramago's, in English, it's, let's say in English, I remember just in Portuguese, it's Intermitências in Morte, Perigo de Smerte, especially Ruseren. The second book will be introduced to the public in October. So José Luis Peixoto will be personally at the launch of the book. And thanks to your efforts, Mr. Ambassador, it will come through. So we will waiting the reportage of José Luis Peixoto in the coming fall. So I thank you for your intervention in this case. Some cultural news, because association is a cultural entity, and we are more interfering in the cultural commitments between the two countries. I've just referred that we will introduce in Yerevan coming fall and here in Portugal this book of José Saramago, and we are waiting the final decision of the book directorate of Portugal about our third book translating into from Portuguese into Armenian. It will be Os Lusíadas. It's like Homer. It's like a Homer, Portuguese Homer. And it will be, you know, the third book, and I think most important book that Portuguese has, because it's about the geographical navigations of Portuguese around the world. And it's very important and very interesting book. So I guess we will gain this possibility for financing, and we'll be introduced the book. In July, from 9th to 16th, in Yerevan will be the 20th edition of the International Film Festival, Golden Apricot. So it's through our intervention and financing, the six Portuguese films will be introduced, and four film directors will be present on the event. And as we agreed with the Gulbenkian Foundation, that these films that were financed by the Galus Gulbenkian Foundation, they will not participate in the concourse, but will be as a part event, Galus Gulbenkian Foundation and the cinema. Then, at the end of September, we will start the series of the lectures, Armenian Studies lecture at the University of Lisbon. We program five lectures, and the professors of the specialist in the Armenian Studies from United States to Europe, from Europe as Oxford and another university will come, and I'll give a lectures in the University of Lisbon. This is the first time ever. We never had any lectures about the Armenian studies. As you remember, Ambassador, we have we had a lectureship of the Armenian lecture culture and language and culture in the University of Lisbon from 2018 to 2021, as this is the second part of our project. The third part will be the founding of the Center of Armenian Studies, and for that reason we sent one Portuguese student to study this, you know, all these chairs in State University of Yerevan. He was in Armenia 6 months already. He came back for a couple of months to stay in Portugal, and he will back to Yerevan at the beginning of the September. Then, at the beginning of 2024, we are going to make a retrospective of the Sergei Parajanov's films, jointly with Cinemateca Portuguesa. It's a governmental entity that manages cinema issues in Portugal, and with the Armenian Center of Cinema, as I write telling the name of this entity in Armenia. So in very short, you know, presentation during this couple of months, we will have a very important events dedicated to the culture, to the education. So we have just spoken with Excellency Oliveres that it would be very important also to open a lectureship of Portuguese language and culture in Yerevan State University. We have two entities that already ready to finance it. It's Yerevan State University himself and Kamoish Institute. It's an entity that manage, it's governmental entities that manage the study of Portuguese language abroad. And we need yet the third entity, any third sponsor to complete the sum of money that we need for the lecturer to be sent in to be sent to Yerevan. So very shortly, it's about our activity. And one thing to add, we finally edited a disc, a CD of the Consonance Orchestra, which was founded by our association, and the concert, it was in Sintra City and was dedicated to the 150 years of Comitas and Carlos Gulbenkian. So the pandemic postpones this editing, some other issues, financial issues, but we're already on iTunes, Apple, Spotify, and around 150 digital platforms all around the world. So you can listen it if you have any access to these platforms. In not, I will send to you, Mr. Ambassador, and to Excellency Kripian, the links that you could listen, the 10th music that are compiled in this disc. Well, this is very shortly about our activity. And one thing to add yet, that in the group of friendships, there are MPs of the different academical background, and we have spoken already with them that would be interested to enter in contact with the fields of the activity here in Portugal, in Armenia, like, you know, in health. We have an MP in the group that is a specialist in public health, another is
IT.
The another one is in law. So we have a very good relation with all of them, and we hope that we will develop this good relation between Armenia and Portugal through our friendships that we already made with the MPs of here in Portugal. And I hope, Mr. Ambassador, you, Excellency Kripian, we will have your part of this activity. And also to add that we are looking to seeing you here in Portugal as soon as possible. And of course, I hope that the member of the group, Portugal-Armenian Friendship Group, will visit Armenia soon, because it's very important to meet face to face with people, you know. And I guess it will be a good idea to prepare this trip of Excellency Oliveira to Yerevan. And of course, we will wait for you the times that it will be convenient for you to visit Portugal.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mkhitaryan. Thanks to citizens like you, all this is possible because just this little group recently born, we are really decided to go through, to go straight forward, to make all these ideas reality. And I would like to thank you really sincerely, because it's not so common, okay? It's not so common to have just few people. We know that Gulbenkian is something so important for Portugal, citizens Portuguese, but also for me as a Portuguese from diaspora. I've heard of Gulbenkian in Paris, and we met culture, and we've been trained to become better citizens thanks to Gulbenkian as well. And it's it belongs to Romania, to Portugal, and it's something so important still for the future. So I would like to thank you because I'm sure that it will not stay here in this room between us, but this friendship group will work to make this project true. And for all that succeeded only by yourself, honest, thank you so much. Mr. Ambassador, Sr. Ambassador, if you want to, I have all the time. We have. Thank you. We don't have the sound. Just look at the sound.
Do you hear me now? Do you hear me now? Hello?
Yes, we have. Now we can hear you. We can hear you. Thank you.
Okay, very good. So I want to thank you for, especially Mr. Mkhitaryan, for this impressive list of cultural initiatives that are still on the agenda. And of course, it's our duty to try to support as much as it is possible within our mandate of being an embassy to Portugal, to make sure that there is a direct connections with the government agencies or cultural institutions in Armenia so that we can have an effective implementation of all kinds of projects. We have a very good tradition of working together in this very field, and we will continue doing this. I'm wondering whether you would like to go back to the issue of Nagorno-Karabakh, which is a pressing matter, not only for Armenia, but also for the international community. And recently, maybe you heard, it was on May 28th, another warmongering statement was made by President of Azerbaijan, Aliyev, which was aimed at nullifying the efforts of Armenia and our international partners, those who are involved in the resolution process of Nagorno-Karabakh. And it was directed against the efforts of establishing peace, stability, and security in the region. When I use the word region, of course, it's a wider geography. It's a region at large. I want to assure Honorable Mrs. Kripeya that we have a clear understanding when dealing with the terms of the international law, especially in this sensitive period of time, where the region is, what are the administrative borders of Armenia, Nagorno-Karabakh, and state borders of Armenia, Nagorno-Karabakh. So be assured that we make all efforts to represent this important issue with our international partners on a required level. And of course, I respect the points raised by our parliamentarians each time, and we take note of the all kinds of considerations regarding this matter. Going back to the subject, I want to mention that against the United Nations Charter and the written commitments to refrain from the use of force, you probably know that there was a trilateral statement in Sochi back to October 2022. There were also commitments made many times on other platforms, as well as ongoing negotiations on normalization of bilateral relations. So President of Azerbaijan continues to threaten both Armenia with the use of force and the people of Nagorno-Karabakh with ethnic cleansing. I think at this stage it is very much necessary to put on record that the authorities of Azerbaijan continue to violate and ignore the previously reached agreements, including the provisions of the trilateral statement of November 2020, as well as the fundamental principles of international law. This is evidenced by Azerbaijan's president's words that by illegally blocking the Lachin corridor, Azerbaijan is disrupting the connection between Nagorno-Karabakh and Armenia and endangering the lives of 120,000 people living in Nagorno-Karabakh, and among them 30,000 children. So may I request you, Mrs. Oliveira, in your future interactions with your government, maybe perhaps you can raise the questions during the Q&A session or as a part of your accountability exercise with your government on the necessity of addressing these issues. And maybe the time has already come to, instead of making the statements, think about important steps to be taken in sanctioning the government of Azerbaijan, which continues threatening the entire nation who lives in its homeland, in its ancestral homeland for centuries. Not speaking, of course, about the endangered Armenian Christian cultural heritage in the region. Of course, such actions also contradict the logic of ongoing negotiations, including the approaches of the actors who carry a mediation mission for the settlement. Our foreign ministers had a chance to elaborate in greater details on these subjects, and I'm sure that these discussions will have its further continuation in Lisbon very soon. So these are the points that I want to take note of it, if possible, and with your indulgence, because this is the first time we meet each other, we do this on a regular basis with other parliamentarians working with the standing commissions of foreign affairs and your national delegations to Council of Europe and your at the Portuguese parliamentarians in the European Parliament, working with them directly. But if you allow us, then maybe we can establish a direct line of updating you on the current stage of issues regarding this highly sensitive matter for all of us, and with the expectation that we can further raise the matter with your government. Thank you.
Senor Embaixador, Mr. Ambassador, thank you so much for all these details. Of course, we, the group, the Frenchy group, are in need to receive, and I really appreciated the note you addressed to us. And we truly need, despite what we could read from here, from there, in French, in English, but from you and from the Parliament too, of course, from ASPRA, my colleague, to know and to follow precisely day by day the evolution of the situation. We really thank you to remind us that, of course, we are committed for peace, stability, and Nagorno-Karabakh still belonging to Armenia. I think we probably forgot something, but to begin this friendship with all these projects in mind to be fulfilled, I propose now to meet our colleagues from the Armenian Parliament with my colleagues. We will be all together, both groups, to enter concretely in the realization of these projects, and probably to talk to you, Mr. Ambassador, in another meeting. Probably with your colleague, Mr. Ambassador Madame Fischer, Signora Embaixadora Madalena Fischer. It's not a conclusion, but to tell you that I'm looking forward receiving news from our Foreign Affairs Minister and to be closed. In this fight for peace and in this true friendship which is going now to be probably more official and known in both countries, and never let, now we are never let Mr. Mkhitaryan alone with all these beautiful projects, basically, who make us more human, as human beings, truly. So I will probably let you give us words of conclusion, and just to let you know that we are going to be in contact quickly. So ask Pram probably before if you want to say something.
Thank you for organizing this meeting once again. And looking forward to our next meeting,
okay.
And which will probably be more detailed and goal oriented. So yeah, looking forward to that. Thank you so very much,
yes, for
Mr.
sure.
We are going to... and for your involvement in all of this.
For sure, you are going so to meet online. Probably I don't know when you finish the sessions in the Parliament, but in July, I suppose.
Early July, but we can be in contact whenever you feel like discussing.
Okay, we try to go to
specific
to
issues.
Meet.
So yeah,
we're going to meet. So we try to go to meet before the beginning of July, probably both groups.
That sounds perfect. See you soon.
See you soon, Mr. Sirimbashu.
Thank you so very much.
No, you're welcome. I really.
I also like to thank you, both you and Mrs. Krupian, for your availability and for inviting me to be part of this first, but it also interesting exchanges of views. At least we had an understanding of the next possible, let's say, interaction and where the agenda can be, how the agenda can be shaped for the future, and express my readiness and availability to be part of this dialogue as much as I will be asked to do that. It was a good opportunity for me to first time to interact with Mrs. Krupian, Honorable Mrs. Krupian, so I think it would be also a good idea if next time I'm in Armenia I can have a chance to see the members of the friendship group, Armenian Portuguese friendship group in the parliament. Thank you.
Obrigada, muito obrigada. And I would like just to hand our meeting to thank the parliament and my colleagues, because they still working a lot to prepare, to help us to be committed, because by ourselves, sometimes by oneself, it's not always easy. So be sure of our commitment. Thank you so much for your availability. And I'm going to try to know a few words in Armenian next time, because everybody talks French, English, and other languages, and I think it's a pity, because if we should be more complete human beings, we should talk a lot of languages. And it should have probably avoid wars in the world. But thank you so much for your commitment too. So, obrigada.
Obrigado.
E até muito breve.
Obrigada.
Adeus, adeus.
Muito obrigado, Excellencies. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Shnora Galtun.
Obrigada.
Pedir um favor, tirar uma fotografia.
Com certeza. Acho que é esta.